All right, lads, welcome back to me podcast, Cheaper Than Therapy. Mick Thomas here. How are you? As always, thanks for liking, subscribing and sharing and coming on back. I do appreciate you and all the people you've shared it with. So thank you so much. I have another podcast. I don't know for how much longer with my good buddy, Corey Brooks. I don't know what he's up to these days. Just kidding. The Man's ID Show. Check it out. It's also funny. It's available wherever you get your podcast from. YouTube. Check this episode out on YouTube if you're not already watching it. You get to look at me mug for 20 minutes and change. So give that a check out. Also, this year is now kicked off with, I have a lot of tour dates coming up. I don't have them with me. I should have been more organized, but I don't have them. But I'm going all over the place, especially up as far as March alone. I'll be in, I'm up in Massachusetts. I'm in Boston. Same thing, really, right? The MGM up there. I'm in Laugh Boston. I'm coming to Philadelphia, Florida. I'm coming down to Florida again. Who doesn't love Florida? All over the gaff. I got more stuff on there. I'm going to Columbus, Ohio, Minnesota again. I just got a bunch of days. I got to bring out the calendar next time and be better organized. But I'll you know what? Maybe I'll even get a website up this year. You never know. Maybe I'll get a website up. I'm sick of talking about where you can see me. And you just go on the website, pictures, videos, clips, bang, social media. It's all under there, under one roof. I'll get a website just for you lovely people out there. How's that? How's that to start the year off? You get your own website, a comment section, all of that stuff. It'll be Mick Thomas on tap. Here we are. It is 2024. I was just driving through my neighborhood this morning. This is it. The first day of January. The first day of 2024. Driving through the neighborhood. And Christmas trees just discarded like unwanted prostitutes in Vietnam. You know what I mean? I'm done with you. Get out. All the tinsel is taken off them. You're just a shell of what you were. You used up slutty tree. Get on the street. The fucking garbage man will be there tomorrow to do what's meant to be done with you. The garbage man could be the pimp. The pimp is going to roll by tomorrow, pick you up and throw you in his wagon and just remove the memory of Christmas from our lives for at least another 8 months. Because let's be honest, they turn the holidays around pretty fast, which I'm a fan of, by the way. Turning the Christmas, getting Christmas up nice and early. I do like that. I would do it in September if I could, like they do in the Philippines. Did you know that? Philippines, big Catholic community. Majority of people in the Philippines are Catholic. Millions of people. And they start celebrating Christmas in September. Wouldn't mind a bit of that. Wouldn't love a bit of that, I would. But no, it's... But in CVS yesterday, driving in, right? They're just hands on the shelf, just fucking anything with a Santa Claus on it. Anything with a tree, right in the garbage. And they're slapping up hearts already for Valentine's Day. So that's where you are. So happy Valentine's Day. I guess I should start getting prepared for that useless holiday, which is going away, isn't it, really? Let's be honest. The holidays are losing all their power, all their strength, all their meaning. Still, except Christmas and Hanukkah, right? Hanukkah, I like that. I like that one. That's a nice one. I understand that story. And after that, right, all the holidays are losing their magic, right? Because you can't celebrate America anymore for 4th of July. St. Paddy's Day, nobody gives a shit because it's a religious holiday. Memorial Day, people don't give a shit about fallen troops anymore. It's fucking sad, man. Nobody cares. They go, I want to go get a sale on Raymore and Flanagan. Right, all the holidays are turning to shit now, but we'll come back around. The Ferris wheel keeps on turning, but I will keep Christmas in my heart all year round, just like Ebenezer Scrooge does or did. I have to ask. Not that you can respond, but you can in the comments. Do in the comments down here, down below, if it's on YouTube. What are you doing for? What's a New Year's resolution? Here's the good thing about this year, about 2024, is you don't need to make any resolutions. There's nothing for you to do, right? They've already, 2023 has already taken care of 2024. From the shit that happened, has already set us up for 24. All your New Year's resolutions, just forget it. Don't worry about it. Let it go, right? Like here's how bad it is. In my house, the day after Christmas, I get up, right? Still Christmassy, go to the gym, want to work off that dinner I cooked and prepared for everybody. Come back, Christmas tree is gone. all existence of the holiday removed from the house. I go, what the fuck happened to the tree? What happened to the tree? I didn't want to, sick of looking at it, took it down. You didn't decorate it anyway, was response I get. I don't like to decorate my tree. You know why? I like to sit back, hot cup of chocolate, and watch my family decorate the tree while I watch. Watching my kids put the star, the tinsel, and I used to lift one of them up. I can still do it. Proper strong me, right? And I would watch them. I'm like a Christmas tree cuck, right? A cuckold. Right? So you know what I mean by a cuckold? Some men are out there and they like to watch other fellas sleep with their wives or woman, whoever they're with. Not me. I like to watch other people decorate my tree. I am a Christmas tree cuck. Anyway, gone. Out in the curb with the rest of them. So, here we are. Like I said, 23 has already fucked us over for 24. So you're already taken care of. You're set up. Right, 2023 is that rich uncle that passed away and just set you up for next year. You don't have to do anything. Let's go down the list. What people normally make a resolution for, right? What's the big one? Top of the line. I was already there this morning, bright and early, at the gym. There was nobody at the gym. Nobody at the gym. I would have thought it's January 1st, right? Remember that scene in The Lion King? Stampede in the gorge. Simba's down there. And all the wildebeests would come tearing down the... Oh, and the camera zooms in on Simba. Right? I thought it would have been like that. I thought it would just be, you know, people who have gym memberships, people who don't have gym memberships, a bunch of, like, fatties coming in who got a bunch of, you know, Nike stuff, Under Armour stuff, the Rock hat, you know, ready for coming in. Like, they would have got a bunch of that for Christmas. Nobody's there. Nobody's there. Why? Because 2023 taught us. If 2023 taught us anything, it was you're beautiful, queen. Slay, queen. It's okay to be big and beautiful. Now, again, I touch on this many times. Some would say too much. I touched on this maybe too much, this topic. But we have people like Rizzo. Not Rizzo. Rizzo was the rat from the Muppets. Right? Like the rat, not the lamp, right? The lamp, right? Whatever, from Muppet's Christmas Carol. And Lizzo, that was her name. You know the big giant one? That she would put in a comment, I'm big as beautiful, keep eating, more food, please, keep eating that. And we would all go, yas, queen, you are beautiful. And if you put a comment in there, you went like something like, ooh, I don't know, being that big isn't necessarily healthy for you. You could die, and you're kind of promoting this unhealthy lifestyle where people are dropping dead with heart disease. Fat phobic, you're a bigot, Nazi. Because again, you have to go from the list, right? You have to be called something from the list. So people just go, that's it. We don't have to put any work in anymore. Nope. Top five of 2023. Here's a fun fact. Prove me wrong and Google it. The top five fat influencers, and I'm going to call them the fat. I don't mean people who are overweight. Like, I follow a bunch of people on TikTok and Instagram who are just fat people, and they're out spreading the word, out whatever they're promoting. Hey, I'm selling mufflers. I'm the best. Like, the guy, one of my favorite motorcycle pages is run by a big fat dude. Tells funny stories. Nothing against them. Nothing against them at all. But I'm talking about, like, fat influencers, where they're the purpose of this platform is to show you I am fat. I like to eat this. Look at me eating this. I will go complain that the seats are too small on an airplane. The hallways are too narrow in a hotel room. They're deliberately fat influencers. The top five in 2023 have all fucking died. What happened? Were they assassinated by the food industry? No, it wasn't people who sponsor broccoli, carrots, right? Celery, you know, this fucking, these fatties are really starting. And ironically, they're all women, by the way. That's maybe just a coincidence. And they would just sit in front of a camera and eat and just eat. And they weren't taken out by a sniper, right? Fucking who, you know, just vegetarians, people, you know, calorie count, nothing. They were taken out by their own hearts, gave up on them. Top five, look it up. I ain't kidding. All five of them died in 2023. But anyway, so that, we're still not allowed saying, right? We're not allowed saying, because if you do, you're a phobic and a monster. And I'm going to call up a comedy club. Hello? Yes, this is such and such comedy club, the Chuckle Hut in Chuckleville, Arizona. How you doing? I see on your flyer you have Mick Thomas coming to town. Yes, we do. He's actually sold out pretty well. He's sold out all his first show. We do have a handful of tickets left for the second show. Don't worry about it, because all those people are going to want refunds once I tell you what he did. What did he do? He said a fat person isn't being healthy by shoving more fatty foods into his heart and his bloodstream. They are. We're giving full refunds and not letting Mick Thomas come to our comedy club. Click. That's what happens, right? That's what they think happens when you call. So five of them died, right? So now it's all in our heads now. It's in our heads. It's right there. It's right there. That we don't have to go to the gym anymore because it's beautiful. You don't have to be, not only, like, and again, this is me not having a go. There's a picture on my Instagram, I'm not kidding, go find it, of me being 280 pounds, not of solid muscle like Thor, as you would think. 280 pounds of fucking blubber, of fat. It's on my page, right? I used to be fat, so I ain't having a go at fat people. If you are fat, I understand there are struggles out there. There are eating disorders that go the other way. Right, there are, like, you are suffering in a way. You could be eating your feelings, right? I happen to just go fucking run when I have a mental breakdown. Some people pick up a fucking Twix. I understand. I'm on your side. I'm not judging you for being fat. I'm kind of judging you a little bit for staying fat, because you, like, don't promote it. Do you understand what I mean? Like, don't promote being fat. You're a great person. I'm sure you're a great person. Nothing against you. Nothing against you as a person, right? And I'm sure you ended up there, and it's not your choice to be that way. I'm sure you are struggling in your ideal world. Like, what's that thing a comedian said a while ago? He said on a podcast, not on stage. He goes, you know, all this pro-fat thing, right, where all these women go, say, all these women are beautiful. Go up to any woman and say, you know what? You are beautiful. You have just the same body type as Lizzo. You're beautiful. Watch what happens. Like, so you don't mean it, is what I'm saying. But my point is, go, you don't have to go to the gym now, because they've already programmed you to go, I'm beautiful the way I am, I'm healthy. And again, I'm not having a go. I am having a go if you're not going to do anything to just change it, and you're going to go, I'm going to get, not only am I not going to fix my health condition, because that's what it is. It's not like I don't have to look at you. It's not about that. It's not like, oh no, I'm looking at this person and judging them. I'm not. I don't judge fucking people. I don't sit there and look at it and shame on you. I don't know what you're going through. Nobody knows what you're going through. But I'm not going to sit there and click on your page and like you shoving a fucking Big Mac in your face going, yas, queen, I'm beautiful. I'm not going to support that. So anyway, that's in our heads. You don't have to go to the gym anymore. That's great. 2024, you already won. That's why the gym was empty this morning. You don't have to go. You're done. Feed up. You're done. What else do you have to do? Don't have to worry about it. I want to find a better job. Don't worry about it. You don't need a job. You don't need a job anymore. You don't need a job, because probably we're going to end up going to war anyway. Something's going to happen coming into 2024. Why? Because it's an election year. Oh boy, is that going to be big. Something's going to happen. One of these two sides, because they're all fucking corrupt as bollocks. One of these two sides are going to pull something. Now, a lot of people are saying they're going to pull the power grid, right? Coming up to the election. Something's going to happen that, like COVID, we were all locked inside, but at least we could communicate. Isn't this fucked up? Wearing a mask. I'm not wearing a fucking mask. They work. Yes, they do. No, they don't. Yes, they do. You know, it's not going to be that. Now it's going to just call and pull the grid. So you're going to have nobody to communicate with, only your family and your neighbors. Right? So that's what you're looking at. So don't worry about your job, because when all that shit happens, your boss ain't going to invite you over to your bunker. So don't worry about it. And you know what? Yeah, but Mick, I can't quit my job. Of course you can. Just don't fucking go to work. Don't go to work anymore. Because that's what 2024 has taught us. Especially from the new generation now. I can't work 9 to 5. Oh my God. Don't do it. Just don't go to work. Because they're crying about it. We should support them. Not go to work. Right? Why would you go to work? Well, I need health insurance. No, you don't. You don't need health insurance. That's the beautiful thing about it. Because now in California, announced just a few days ago, that all the state of California are now going to give illegal immigrants free health care. Free healthcare. Yeah, I know. I know you're working a job. I wonder how many of you are in a job right now. Just think about that. I want to know how many of you are in a job right now that you're only there because you need the benefits. Right? How many of you, like, I would love to work that job, but I need benefits. But you don't have to worry about that anymore. Go get that job that doesn't pay benefits. You know what? Here's what you're going to do. Follow my lead. Listen, you're going to get on a plane. You're going to get a one-way ticket. That's very important. It's cheaper. fiscally responsible. Get a one-way ticket. You're going to go to Cancun for a week. All right? Mick, why am I going to Cancun? Number one, it's January. February's coming up, right? Coldest time of the year. If you live on the East Coast, right? If you live up around the tri-state, around, you know, areas that get cold and snow. If you already live in Florida, you're fine. Don't worry about it. We got a plan for you too. If you live in those hot climates, Arizona, you're good. We got you, right? So what you're going to do is you're going to get on your plane. You're going to get that one-way ticket to Cancun. You're going to have some fun, right? Ladies, go down there. I want you to go meet yourself a nice Latin man. Try Latin people. They're great. They are great. They're nice cooks, which goes right back into what I said in my first point about the gyms. And they're great in bed. Latins are great in bed, right? Male, females, they're all great. I don't know. I've been around a bunch of them. I spent some time in Spain. A lot of time, a lot of people in one room. My hand could have slipped. I don't know. Anything could have happened. Men and women, Latinos, mwah, mwah. You're lovely. You're gorgeous, right? So you're going to go into Cancun. You're going to spend about a week down there, right? Relax, feed up, eat, obviously, plenty of drink. Get to know the culture. Ladies, maybe you'll meet one. You never know. You might become a child even with one. That'd be great. Brown baby, half brown, half white baby. They're the best. I know people say, oh, you need a black and Spanish kids. Babies are the best. And white and Spanish people are the best looking babies. It's like white features with that olive complexion. Oh my God, you're making gorgeous models. And who cares if you're trying to be gay? Trying to be gay, that's even better. Right? You ever see like that gay, sassy, half Mexican, half fucking white kid? Oh my God, they're adorable. They're hilarious, adorable, and gorgeous. Right? Messes with all your psyche. You don't know what you are anymore. Am I straight? Am I gay? I don't know what it is, but this superhuman of this milky white Spanish baby person is fucking messing with my fucking radar. You're going to go down to Cancun. You're going to have a good time, right? Then here's what you're going to do. Remember, you got a one-way ticket. You're just going to get a bus up to the border, right? Buses are cheap. I don't know what they are down in Mexico. I don't know what they are in Mexico, right? But you're going to get like that, maybe 5 cents for a bus ride from Cancun up to the border. Sure, they might not have air conditioning on the buses. Doesn't matter. It's going to be worth it. And then what you're going to do is you're going to just not have any documentation. So that passport you need to get into Mexico, you're going to burn that. You're going to burn that, right? Because you could sell it. You could sell it. You'll probably get 500 pesos for it. I don't know what it's going for anymore, but you could get 500 pesos for your passport. But then there's a paper trail. You don't want to do that. But hey, I'm not here to judge. So you might want to, here's what you might want to do. So you're going to burn that passport. That's my recommendation. Or you could sell it. Now, then you're going to go up to the border. You're going to get into the U.S. border. You're going to get on a line. There's going to be a bunch of other people in front of you. They're going to look a little bit different than you, darker, maybe the same as you based on this podcast. Maybe people are going to pick up on this. And you're all going to go through the gate together, right? You're going to go through the gate together. And I'm going to go, do you have any paperwork? Why would I have any paperwork? I'm not legal here. And I go, oh my God, we didn't know. Oh my God, we're so sorry. We didn't know you're not legal. You're not registered any in this country. Nope. Are you a criminal? Are you a criminal? Come on, tell the truth. No. Oh, you scamp. In you go. Here's your goodie bag. Then what you're going to do is you're going to take that goodie bag. It's going to have a cell phone. It's going to have free hotel for about a month, month and a half. It's going to have food vouchers you can go have. And they're not just like, hey, go to super and get some bread, milk, butter. No, you could take that right to Applebee's and Chili's. They'll take care of it for you. And then you're going to head to California. You guess what? They got a free bus waiting for you. Nice bus, air conditioned this time. That long journey with no air conditioning, now you're going to appreciate the air conditioned one, because that's what gratitude does for you. And I preach gratitude all the time. So you're going to take that new air conditioned bus, you're going to go to California. Now, guess what? What do you have? I don't know. I could have picked up something down there, either from the water. The water, we know what you did, you slut. You picked up something. That's what happens. It's okay. You're on vacation. You're supposed to pick up these things, and then you're gonna go to the nearest hospital, and you go, we can't treat you. You don't have any insurance, do you? I'm an illegal immigrant. Boom, top of the line, in you go. And you're gonna think, right? Well, there's gonna be a waiting list, surely, in this room, because there's gonna be some veterans in there, some veterans who served their country who can't get work anymore. So as a result, they became homeless. As a result of becoming homeless, they became depressed. What am I gonna take away this pain, this depression for me? Alcohol, drugs. Oh, that's so great. I fell over, broke my arm. I gotta go to the hospital. Surely they're gonna fix them. They're not gonna be there because they get kicked out. They don't want them at all, right? They don't want them at all. But won't there be the average guy who's working down in this country who's going to be working 3 jobs just so he can pay for health insurance? Surely he's... No, they're not going to accept the insurance. He's going to be turned away because even though he's working 3 jobs to pay for shit, that insurance isn't going to be good enough for him, right? So you can quit that. You can quit that. You can just quit it all. You're taken care of. you're taken care of. So now you have a place to live. You got free health insurance for you and your amigos. You might as well start learning Spanish, right? You want to fit it, right? And this is, again, you're probably thinking, oh, you're being a dickhead towards Spanish people. Not at all. Not at all. Because if I was down there too and someone was giving me that over like another fucking 50, about 50 miles away, someone's offering me a free house, free healthcare, free food, didn't have to get a job, right? Of course you would go. I'm not faulting those people. You think I am? You're saying, oh, you're fucking a horrible. No, go for it. I would. I would. Of course you would. You'd be mad not to. So that's that you're taken care of. Now you're in the system, right? Now you're among us. Now you get to add. Here's something new. Here's a hot take. Asian people, you're going to love this one, Asians. You're going to love this one. You are always, every stereotype, right? None of the positive ones. None of the positive stereotypes for Asian people. It was always, oh, they're terrible drivers. Here's what I have an observation. An observation. Observation is not an opinion. It's an observation. Worst drivers in this country are Spanish people. The worst drivers. Sorry. I'm sorry. Every time I get in the friend in my friend who's a Spanish driver, and I've got 14 accidents under my belt. This guy is fucking worse. Go on every highway. Why is every highway got a cross and a flag from Ecuador? It's always in a Spanish. It's always a Spanish flag from one of the Latin countries, just hanging on a cross with a horrible picture. By the way, just take. And it's always a 20-year-old kid. Remember who just drives by with the Honda with the big spoiler and the fucking, you know, the brakes go. One of those ones. It's always one of them, right? And the pictures, just take pictures of yourself. Take a nice picture, take a nice headshot, right? There's plenty of apps and filters. Because when you die, and you're going to die from your shitty driving, and you make a memorial on the side of the road, at least it's a nice picture. It's not you like giving it the two thumbs up finger with your hat on backwards, right? The peace sign, right? It'll just be a nice picture of you maybe in a tie. Put on a tie. It looks better. And then you have the Mary candles around you. And it just makes her a better memorial. Right? They're all Spanish. Every memorial I see, at least on Long Island, every memorial is a Spanish person. Right? Everywhere you go, it's like, every time I fucking drive a car, they always block the box. Oh my God, you know you're not supposed to block the box? Get into my neighborhood, I have to, all the lights come up here, they stop, and I gotta make a left turn. And as they always block the box, and I'm fucking, 99 out of 100 times, it's a Spanish person. Again, it's an observation, not an opinion. But you get to be that now. You get to be, that's it. So 2024 is taken care of for you. What more do you want? What more do you want? Right? Here's what I want though for 2024, in all fairnessness, right? I'm going to stay healthy. I'm going to stay off the internet a little bit more this year, right? I've never made resolutions really, because I don't believe the turn of a calendar is the time to get your life in order. But there's some people out there who need that jumping off point. And if it means January 1st is it, then God bless you. I hope you do start something. Make some reservations. Chances are you'll blow 3 out of the 5. But make 5, you'll blow 3. If you're left with 2, hopefully they're the 2 important ones. Mine is just stay off the fucking internet. I've wasted so much time this year arguing with liberals. So much time arguing with Biden fans. It's going to get a lot worse as we go into an election year. It's going to get more vicious. It's going to get more dark. You're going to get under it, and you can't but help get caught up in it. Don't do that. I started off last month arguing with flat earthers. I made one comment and they're still commenting. I checked about 20 minutes ago. They're still arguing fucking about my comment about the flat earth. And they're still going, I'm not doing that. I'm not arguing with flat earthers this year. So I'm staying off the internet. I'm just going to be just more productive, and I'm going to spend more time. My circle is getting smaller and smaller. Anyone causing me stress, I'm here for you. Listen, call me if you need help moving. Call me if you have a genuine problem, but I'm not including you. If you're bringing me stress, you ain't in my circle anymore. And that's it. I'm going to spend more time with loved ones. I'm going to have more fun this year. I'm just going to laugh at fucking everything. Nothing is going to stress me. Just go out, hopefully do the same for yourselves. If you're going to read any books, read the Bible. Read the Bible. You don't need to read the, you don't even, it looks big, it looks intimidating, right? Just don't read the Old Testament. You don't have to. Watch the movie Exodus with Christian Bale. It pretty much covers the first half of the Bible, right? But pick it up, go from the second half. It's helpful. There's some good stuff in there, man. It'll help you out. That's what I'm planning to do. That's my year next year. That's my 2024. And let's hope, because you know why? There's a good chance that fucking we're all going to get hit by a nuclear bomb, right? We've already had all these wars level up. You got Ukraine kicking off. Fucking Israel started this year. Who knows what's going to happen in this year? I'm going to be like the Philippines. I'm waiting for September to start Christmas all over again. But listen, don't worry about anything. Don't give anybody your fucking, don't give anybody that doesn't deserve your time your time. Have fun. Life is too short. Hopefully it's not going to get any shorter. right? But enjoy 2024. I hope it's happy for you. I hope it's healthy for you and your family, and for all of 2024. I'll keep you in poll. I got some stuff coming up in 2024 that I'm going to be happy to share with you that I hope you all will be part of. So anyway, listen, I got to go. That's it. Wash your hands, as always, you dirty fuckers. Good luck to you. Good luck to you.